Is it stuck in your head? Is it keeping you awake? You toss and turn in the daylight, sharpening your fingers with your teeth till you feel the darkness pouring out of your skin. Is it only when you're bleeding that your mind's at peace? You're fragile like a china shop, so I've tied my elbows to my rims, but the porcelain is still flying off the walls. Is it stuck in your hand? What your father said, stuck in your hand. Is it keeping you awake? Stuck in your hand. You're just about ready to break. It doesn't make any sense how you're still fighting with the dead. Tremors slowly breaking down your basement walls, and you're building up a static charge, ready for a wildfire. And you won't need no chemicals to light the sky orange. You're fragile like a china shop, so I've tied my elbows to my ribs, but the porcelain is still flying off the walls. Is it stuck in your hand? What your father said, stuck in your hand. Is it keeping you awake? Stuck in your hand. You're just about ready to break. It doesn't make any sense how you're still fighting with the dead.
Have a great official video on YouTube for your song Stuck in Your Head, and you've also released an awesome acoustic version of the song, which I absolutely loved. Tell me about the video and the song.
Oh, thanks. So that one, we actually did that video with Dave Benedict from the band Default, and it was I wrote it quite a few years ago, and we actually played it for the first time right after Chester Bennington took his own life. And it's just about not being able to let go, and how that can lead to mental illness and in, you know, worst cases, obviously suicide. And so we tried to, raise awareness for that with that video. And I was really pleased with the results, and lots of people connect with it.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing in a studio recording or performing on a stage?
My favorite part of the whole process is the space between having a song on acoustic guitar and then having something like that is almost finished in the studio, So the, you know, the writing portion of it, I really like as well. And I love performing, but the part that like really gets like my heart racing is that part in between where it goes from like acoustic to like, electric guitar and drums and you really start to see, like, it's almost like seeing like a baby turn into an adult, right? Like those are the best years, like from 2 years old to like 16 years old or whatever. You're just like, whoa, this is actually becoming a person, or like, you know, a full entity.
What an awesome analogy. I finally kind of understand what it feels like to write a song.
Yeah, or maybe the other analogies that I like is, you know, building a house. So it's kind of like, you know, putting down like the basement and stuff is cool, because you're like, okay, like I got something sturdy. But it gets really exciting once you start putting like the colors on the house, right, and the roof and stuff.
Totally. You have toured extensively around Canada and recently completed a tour in Australia as well. You've also shared a stage with bands like Pop Evil, Royal Tusk, and The Trues. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one for you?
Yeah, one personally for me was in Granby. This is the town that I was born in, and my whole family still lives there. And it's a, you know, smallish town in Quebec. And I've never really gotten to play like with my band there up until a couple years ago. And so, yeah, it was like we played in a small pub and it was packed, and it was all like my family and friends from my childhood. And it was just really nice to finally, you know, show my family like what I've been working on. So, yeah, that was one for me. But I know that the boys really enjoyed the show at Frankie's Pizza in Sydney, in Australia. And so did I. And then, yeah, opening up for Pop Evil and the Blue Stones and the Trues were also incredible.
I know it's really hard planning very far ahead with the current quarantine conditions, but what is on the horizon for you musically over the coming months?
We've actually decided that, you know, even if venues start opening up again, we don't think that we're going to jump and start booking shows right away. We want to have like a few more videos, like that Stuck in Your Head video that you were just talking about. And so we're actually getting together today to brainstorm on a couple ideas that we've had. And that's what we're going to be doing for probably the next 6 months, and then finishing up our second album. And, you know, hopefully we can start touring again next year. But I don't know that we're going to be playing a whole lot of shows in 2020.
That sounds like a good way to use the time.
Well, it's just like, it's so uncertain right now that, you know, and booking shows takes so much time. So, you know, spending all that time booking a show and then potentially having it canceled, it's just not really an efficient use of our time. So that's why we're going to, you know, create content and get ready for when this thing actually blows over.
Where can we find you on the interwebs in the meantime to keep track of new releases and new videos?
You can Google The Carbons. I'm pretty sure we're like the number one result. but we're also on Instagram, Facebook as The Carbons Music, and as well as Spotify. We're on all the streaming platforms. We're on YouTube as well. But yeah, if you just Google the Carbons, you'll find us at your preferred streaming location.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Comforts That Kill. What can you tell me about that one?
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's the one that we wrote with The Trues, actually. So Colin McDonald and John Angus McDonald, me and the two of them wrote that song together. And it was an incredible experience, honestly. The song came together so fast. J.A. asked me to come up with this, you know, he called it like a riff rock guitar riff, and so I did, and he sent me a bunch of lyrics that his brother had written, And yeah, him and I worked on it back and forth. And once we got in the studio, yeah, it literally took, I don't know, 48 hours for the song to, to come to flourish. And yeah, it was great.
Love the song. Tommy, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you, May.
Hey.
Thousand regrets from rocket fuel nights, 100 cigarettes and 50 Coors Lights. Talking to people I shouldn't be talking to. Now I'm doing the things I swore I'd never do. It was fun though, sweaty Betty. Come for the kill, a poison pill, got us through a dollar bill. Come for the kill, I can't sit still. This ghost sets me against my will. Come for that kill. Come for that kill. I'm in so deep, but I've made my own. With all the demons that I fed, they're in the backseat on my road to ruin. So I'll just tell Ma the devil made me do it. Comfort's a kill, poison pill, got us through a dollar bill. Comfort's a kill, I can't sit still. This gold sells me against my will. Comfort's that kill.
Powders through my dollar bill.
Comfort's a kill, I can't see.